And welcome back to my sunroom. If you are new here, welcome. This is my little corner of the internet where I talk about really whatever I want to, but for the most part, it's just like lessons that I've learned throughout my life so far and my thoughts and opinions on lots of different things. And it's also just a way for me to document my life as it is now and as time passes, so that when I'm older, I can listen back and hear how much I've grown and changed. And yeah, this is episode 5, and so far I'm really enjoying this, and I really appreciate you for listening, whether you're returning or you're new. I hope you are enjoying listening to me yap for 20 minutes. So as the title of this episode kind of alludes to, I like to live season by season. I feel like 3 months is, I feel like it's a good amount of time for you to slow down, stop, and look back at the past 3 months and look ahead at the next 3 months and reflect on whether you're looking back, kind of seeing what have I accomplished these past 3 months? Like, what all did I do? What all did I learn? How did I grow? How have I changed? As well as looking forward to the next 3 months, the next quarter, the next season. I like to think about what I want to accomplish in the next 3 months and kind of plan ahead a little bit. And yeah, I feel like it's just good to acknowledge those things, reflect, and it helps me make sure that I'm living the life that I want to be living and that I'm giving myself everything that I need in order to thrive. So I invite you to do the same. Today is the first day of fall, so I feel like this was the perfect topic to discuss and share with you all for this episode. So I'm going to start with talking about my summer and how it went. For most of my life, summer has been my favorite season. One, my birthday is in the summer, and the weather is just always so nice, and you know, it's busy, you're out doing things. And now that I live in Asheville, this is actually my first summer living here, so I tried to do as much as I could to experience it in its fullest. But I actually love every season here, I think equally at this point, now that I've lived here for a year, as of September 2nd, I think. Every season here is about 3 months, and there's very clear differences in the weather and the environment, and there are lots of different things to do in each season. So I don't know. I loved this summer. It was great, but I'm also really looking forward to fall. Like, I'm excited already seeing the leaves changing, and it's one of the, you know, people travel from all around the world to this region to see the colors in the trees changing. So already seeing that is getting me very excited. But summer was great too. And yeah, like I said, it was very busy. I did a lot of different things, starting with my summer pre-order of my tea steepers that I made. I did a pre-order on my website and I made like $2,000, which is insane. And I'm really proud of myself for working really hard and getting all the tea steepers out to tea steepers and cups out to all the people that ordered. If you're listening and you made an order, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and it is helping me continue to be able to make pottery, which is a big passion of mine, and I hope to do more pre-orders in the future. I learned a lot through doing the pre-order, and there's a lot of things that I will do differently in the future. I think for the holidays, that'll probably be the next thing. I'm not sure exactly what I'm gonna sell yet, but be on the lookout for that. Any announcements on that on my Instagram at Auntie Ayana, if you don't already follow me. After that, me and Mike flew to Houston and drove with Mike's dad, David. Hi, David. Here to Asheville so that he could spend a couple weeks with us and the rest of Mike's siblings and our nieces and nephews. On the way back, driving to Houston, I got to see my grandma and my aunties and met some new cousins in Birmingham. And then my bestie Kat visited with her girls and her husband, and that was really sweet. I love that my best friend's daughters got to meet my nieces because they're around the same age, and it was just very sweet to see them play and interact with each other. And one thing that I mentioned on my Instagram is that being around all these kids in my life is teaching me to be 100% myself and to not take life so seriously, because kids don't they don't know how crazy life can get yet. And I don't know, I feel like we can learn a lot from just how kids are just naturally free. And it's just really beautiful to watch and witness. I am still doing morning pages. I think I mentioned that before. Still writing, for the most part, every day, 3 pages in my journal. And that has been still very good for my brain to brain dump at the beginning of the day. I went berry picking with my nieces and in-laws. We picked blackberries, blueberries, and peaches, and that was just a sweet, really wholesome summer activity. Definitely going to be doing that every summer. I took swim lessons, and now I know how to tread water, which is, I'm really proud of myself for doing that, because I spent most of my adulthood so far thinking that it was too late, and it absolutely is not. If you don't know how to swim, and it's something that you have always wanted to learn how to do, I think you should just do it. I'm not the most confident swimmer yet, but I think every summer I'm going to take swim lessons and get more confident. I went to the lake and swimming pools with friends and family, and it was just nice to not be the only one with floaties. And I also, one of the reasons why I wanted to take lessons was because I wanted to be able to save my nieces and nephews or anyone really, if, you know, they got in the water and couldn't swim or were struggling for any reason. And so, yeah, now I feel I'm not like super confident, but I'm going to get there. And at the very least I can float and tread water. So, yeah, proud of myself. I turned 32 this summer, which was fun. I sold my pottery at a bunch of different art markets and farmers markets, and I went to a bunch of farmers markets. We go not every week, but pretty regularly. Me and Mike sometimes will meet up with our family, and we'll all get chocolate chip pumpkin muffins from this one vendor and some coffee, and we'll sit by. Usually they'll have someone playing or singing music somewhere in the farmer's market, and we'll sit and listen and talk and eat our muffins, drink our coffee on a Saturday morning. And it's just such a sweet thing to do. Very wholesome. And that's something we're going to continue to do in the fall. We did a lot of vintage shopping, got some more furniture for the house. I met lots of new people. I hung out with some new friends, made some new connections, which has been really nice. I started teaching private pottery lessons in my studio, which has been really nice as well. I've helped teach big classes before, and I've learned that I really don't like how anxious I am before, during, and after, but I do like to teach. And so I wanted to give myself an opportunity to teach one-on-one and see how that goes. And I really like it. I like the intimate setting. I like that I can pay close attention to one person, give them my undivided attention. And I feel like it's better for the student as well to have that kind of focus on them and what they're doing. I feel like you can learn a lot more, especially with wheel throwing, when you have a one-on-one lesson. So that is something I'm going to do more of in the new year. I'm still kind of figuring out how I want to structure my lessons, but if you are local to Asheville and that's something that you're interested in, again, stay on the lookout on my Instagram and on my website, because I will be posting like schedule stuff on there at some point. I did lots of gardening and landscaping, redid my entire front yard, put in some garden beds, and right now I have leafy greens and brassicas growing, and trying to grow carrots for the first time, so wish me luck. The soil has to stay really moist while the seeds are sprouting, and that can be kind of tricky. So yeah, what else? I attended a fire cider and elderberry syrup workshop. I actually have a elderberry tree in my front yard, and which I'm super excited about. I harvested all of the berries and put them in my freezer. And sometime in October, I'm going to make my own elderberry syrup with the recipe that I got from the workshop. And that is going to be a little gift that I give friends and family for the holidays. Yeah. The weekend before last, me and Mike went to the Mountain State Fair here, which was really fun. I'm not a huge fan of bright lights, loud music, huge crowds of people. And so we didn't stay long. I had just been craving a corn dog and a funnel cake all summer long. It's just like one of those vibey, quintessential summer things that I feel like I just have to do. And so, yeah, we got a corn dog and a funnel cake, and then we rode the gondola from one end to the other and then walked back and checked out some vendors and stuff like that. We didn't ride any other rides, just kind of checked it out and left. But it was perfect. I really liked it. It was fun. And then I did a good amount of camping. Me and Mike camp in our car. We have like a platform bed that we built, very simple, in my Subaru Forester. And then we have like a tent that attaches to the back of your car with the trunk open, and it's got like an indoor space basically where Luna will sleep, and it allows us to stand up and change, and it's a really nice setup. So I think we're gonna go camping again in October, maybe once or twice more before it gets cold, but that is something that I want to do more of next summer. I think we camped like 3 or 4 times this summer, and we really liked it, and we've like refined our camp setup pretty well. So it's pretty comfortable. And then, yeah, that's I feel like the highlights of the summer. Like I said, we've now lived in Asheville for an entire year as of the beginning of September. And it feels like this is where we belong. It feels really good. And yeah, ending that year, coming to that year mark with everything that we did during the summer, just like makes me so excited for being here and continuing to build a life here. Let's see. Some books I read, Beloved and Sula by Toni Morrison. I read Beloved and, oh, I highly recommend it. But don't, for all of my menstruating listeners, I don't recommend listening to it while you're in your luteal phase, because it is very intense, very emotionally heavy, but it is definitely worth the read. And after reading it, I bought, I think, pretty much every single book by Toni Morrison. And I had to give myself a break because it was intense, but I do plan on reading all of her works. She's definitely one of my like top three favorite writers. So yeah, it just amazing. And then, yeah, I'm still reading Not Nice as well. Didn't read as much this summer because I was out and doing things, but this fall and winter, I think I'm definitely going to be in the books a lot more. Let's see, some movies and shows that I watched this summer. We recently saw the new Demon Slayer movie, which is really good. And I think there's going to be 2 more. I'm not sure when they're going to be coming out, but me and Mike are really big anime fans, anime nerds, if you didn't already know that about us. And so, yeah, if you like anime and you haven't already, I'm sure if you like anime, you've probably watched Demon Slayer. But if you want to get into anime, Demon Slayer is definitely a good show to start on. Watched that K-pop, is it like K-pop Demon Hunter movie? I don't remember what it's called, but I watched it with my best friend Kat's daughters, and it was so cute to watch it with them on our projector and eat snacks and stuff like that. And it was a cute movie. Me and Mike are also big Star Trek fans, and so pretty much whenever we don't know what to watch on TV at night, whenever we're eating dinner or whatever, we'll watch Star Trek, an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, which is our favorite series of them all. We've seen The Next Generation probably like 3 or 4 times now. And then we've also seen Deep Space Nine and Voyager, which are both also really good. But if you are interested in Star Trek at all, I wouldn't recommend anything that has come out in the past 10, 15 years, but Next Generation, please. I feel like that's alongside All About Love by Bell Hooks. I would pay for people to watch Star Trek The Next Generation because it's very philosophical. There's a lot of thought-provoking themes in the episodes and a lot of things that I think the show came out in the 80s and 90s. A lot of the things that they discuss and kind of topics that they bring up are very relevant today. So recommend that for sure. We watched Lovecraft Country for the first time, which was really good. It was really cool to see kind of like a sci-fi all black cast, or not, I guess it's not all black, but a cast that was predominantly black in sci-fi. I feel like that's not super common. And then we also watched, what was that? Oh, we watched Severance, and I hated how the last season ended, but I'm gonna keep watching. As well as, it was another one on Apple TV, Silo, which was really good too. I think I watched other things too, but I feel like I could go on and on about this. So I'm going to move on to the things that I learned about myself this summer. Starting with, I had this of reflection, I guess, while I was doing my swim lessons. And I was just kind of thinking about how there are a lot of things like learning how to swim that I didn't have the opportunity to do as a kid. And a lot of the things that I've learned about myself and discovered that I really enjoy doing, I didn't learn those things until well into adulthood. And I think I held a good amount of resentment towards my parents for that. I had always felt like they didn't put in the time and energy and effort into getting to know me and helping me get to know myself so that I could, I don't know, go into adulthood knowing myself a little bit better and understanding like what path or paths I should take or could take. But I don't know, ever since turning 30, I have realized that sure, I think in an ideal world, our parents would guide us through that, but it's never too late to learn things about yourself. It's something that we continue to do throughout our entire lives. And more recently, I have, I guess, just come to the realization that I can give myself the world and I can do all the things that I have always wanted to try. And I can make a conscious effort to learn as much as I can about myself. Try things out, see what I like, see what I don't like, see what I'm good at. Learn as much as I can about anything that I'm even remotely interested in. I have the time, energy, and thankfully the finances to be able to do that. And yeah, so I guess this summer was kind of the start of that, of me trying a lot of new things and not being afraid of being bad and new at something and learning that I can do hard things and also that a lot of things that I thought were going to be hard, like learning how to swim, actually turned out to not be that hard. It's just something that I have to put time and effort into. So yeah, that has been kind of life-changing for me because it's kind of helped me reframe how I thought about all the things that I've wanted to do as a kid and seeing it as an opportunity for me to do those things now. Another thing that I learned is that my brain really, really needs moments of silence, like anywhere between like 5 minutes to an hour of just sitting in silence and allowing my brain to rest and not be so chaotic. I've just been spending more time outside and listening to nature and the birds around my house and sitting on the porch while it's raining and just breathing and allowing my brain to rest and not be so fixated on everything that's going on in the world and like all the things that I need to do in my personal life. And so yeah, I have done meditation in the past, and that's also something that I find really helpful for me as a neurotic person. But even something just as simple as like sitting outside without my phone has been really nice, and I'm going to try and do that more often as well. Lastly, the third thing that I learned this summer, or it's more of like a mindset shift that I had this summer, is about my eating habits and my weight and my body image. It's something that I'll probably talk more about in a separate episode because I think that a lot of people can relate to it, especially women. But I initially, for most of my life, have been kind of consumed by diet culture and wanting my body to look a certain way and wanting the scale to say a certain number. And at this point, I more so care about how I feel in my body, and I care about taking care of my body now so that I can continue doing the things that I can do now at this age, 30, 40 years from now. As I age, I want to continue to feel good in my body, and that is going to take being intentional about the choices that I'm making today. And so, yeah, a lot of the unhealthy eating habits that I've had, I'm trying to shift away from. I am trying to shift away from shaming myself when I don't make the best decisions. And I also have this like mindset shift about when I do eat something that, you know, doesn't make me feel good, or I'm going over my allotted calories for the day or whatever, I'm more so focused on returning back to my healthy habits rather than thinking that, oh, I have to start all over. Like all of my progress that I've made is just meaningless. 'Cause it's not true. I can, you know, and I will inevitably eat something that is not the best for me, and the next day I can choose to eat something that is healthy for me, that is good for me. So yeah, kind of just a mindset shift. I am just making a more conscious effort to take care of myself and give my body what it needs and listen to my body more often. And yeah, I think those are the three like main things that I learned this summer. And now, as far as what I'm looking forward to this fall and what I want to be working on is starting this weekend, actually, I'm going to be selling my pottery at the Arboretum. We've got like a plant sale, and I'm going to be selling my planters. And I've got more markets throughout the fall. If you are local to Asheville, in my bio on my Instagram, I keep it updated with the markets that I've got upcoming. I just actually found out that I was accepted to sell at the Big Crafty, which is one of the biggest art shows in this region. So that's going to be in December, which I think by then it will be winter technically. Actually, no, I think winter is later in the month. So yeah, that's I guess a part of the fall. So mostly, yeah, I'm just going to be preparing for those markets and making lots of pottery this fall, this season. In a couple weeks, I'm going on a road trip to Portland with my besties. I'm really excited for that. If you have any recommendations for restaurants in Portland, please send them my way. What else? Ooh, every year when the weather starts cooling down, me and Mike start making hot toddies, which, if you don't know, it's a hot, like, alcoholic beverage with bourbon, lemon juice, cinnamon, and honey, I think. And yeah, it's just a really warm, cozy thing to sip on while you're, like, watching movies. So yeah, looking forward to that. Also, we have a wood-burning stove in our living room, so movie nights by the fire are definitely going to be a thing. I'm going to be helping with a Halloween party that my in-laws are going to put on. Going to continue private lessons through the fall. We're going to go to Renaissance Festival. I haven't decided if I'm going to be, I think I want to dress up as like a druid. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to dress up as. And let's see, we're going to see Dijon in concert in Raleigh. And then we're going to be driving to Virginia to see my cousins and their kids for Thanksgiving. So, yeah, kind of a busy fall, but I think it'll be good. Lots to look forward to. And I guess something that I want to work on is my time management, especially when it comes to my pottery. I feel like so far I've ended up needing to rush to get things in and out of the kiln and glaze things. And my nervous system does not like feeling like any level of like sense of urgency. It makes me feel so dysregulated. And so I want to this fall work on managing my time better, making pottery more regularly rather than in big bursts. And yeah, I feel like especially with the holidays coming up, I'm going to be making a lot. And just in general, time management is something that I think I can get better at. So this will be a good opportunity to practice that. But yeah, I feel like I gave a good amount of recommendations in this whole episode, so I will skip the sharing is caring segment this time. But yeah, I wish you a happy fall, happy autumn equinox, and I invite you again to kind of have the same moment of reflection on what you did this summer, the things you enjoyed, what you learned, and look ahead to the next 3 months and think about the things that you want to accomplish and things that you're looking forward to. I think there's a lot going on in the world, a lot of chaos. And so I think it's important to slow down and focus, pay attention to the things that are in your control right in front of you. And yeah, this is kind of a way that I like to do it. So thank you for joining me in the sunroom today. And again, happy fall equinox, and I'll see you next week.